All right, our next guest. You know, Major League Baseball floated the balloon that they're thinking of a 100-game season, skipping the All-Star game and starting on July 1st. Players are confined like all of us. Are they working out? Are they getting in shape? Do they know it's going to start July 1st? No, they're wondering just like all of us. Let's check in with our favorite White Sox. It is Lucas Giolito. How are you, brother? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
You're self-quarantined. Are you going stir-crazy? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a weird spot to be in for all of us. You know, especially us baseball players, we should be like in the middle of a road trip right now. So it's pretty strange just sitting at home, but just trying to make the best of it and getting the work in best we can.
How are you working out? Do you have enough stuff at your house? Are you going out in the yard? You're throwing a ball against your house? How are you working out?
Yeah, I have a pretty decent setup here at home. Actually, in the off season, probably like a month before I left for spring training, my wife and I started working on a little home gym in our garage.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of good that we did that because now I have a pretty good setup in the garage. I'm able to get my work in there. I've ordered some more stuff that's on the way. And then as far as throwing, I have a big net in my backyard that I can throw into. And then I also have a park about two blocks away from my house that I can go and kind of like simulate long toss and stuff like that. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, just trying to make the best of it.
Are you in touch with your teammates from the White Sox?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Who do you talk to or text on a regular basis?
A few of the guys. You know, being like a video game guy, there's a good group that's always online, and we're always communicating that way as well. But talking a lot with Carlos, Dallas,
okay.
Dylan, a lot of the pitchers.
I love that. You know, you got to stay sane. You got to keep in contact with people because if you're self-quarantined and you're not, you know, reaching out to other people, you're going to go absolutely nuts. We're talking to Lucas Giolito from the White Sox. Ed Farmer passed away this week. We all had nice things to say about Ed. The man loved the White Sox. He loved Notre Dame football. He just loved being around baseball. Mm-hmm. Give us your thoughts on Ed Farmer.
Yeah. Love Farmio. You know, he had so many amazing stories, and I was lucky to you know, be there while he would come and share them. He had a pretty good one that he told me a couple times, actually about myself, where he, I think, was helping the White Sox with a little bit of scouting, and he saw me in high school, and he was like, "This is our guy." You know, going to the White Sox, telling them, you got to try and get this guy. You got to try and get this guy. Obviously, that didn't happen originally. But then when I got traded over, he told me that story. It was pretty interesting. But, you know, that just his love for the game, also the way he treated everyone, such high level of respect. I don't know, just always had a good attitude, and it was great guy to be around. Obviously, loved baseball so much. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And he also, what a lot of people don't know, he was so friendly and took care of the people behind the scenes. Hey, let me buy you a pizza tonight. How are you guys doing? How's your family? He was that guy. He's truly going to be missed.
Yeah, he remembered everyone's names and all that, all those kinds of little things that do mean so much.
That's true. Major League Baseball floated the balloon that they're thinking about starting on July 1st, skipping the All-Star game, playing 100 games this season. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty decent idea. I want to be playing. You know, as a baseball player, it's weird to be sitting at home during this time. For me, I want us to be able to play as much as we possibly can, but while also, you know, being safe and making sure that everyone is not, you know, exposing themselves to anything dangerous or anything like that. So I'm hoping that the curve of this disease can start to go down here soon, and we can start to actually seriously talk about putting something together.
Would it be odd to have no fans in the stands if you guys started playing to empty ballparks across the United States at the start of the season?
I think it would be kind of odd. Honestly, like, playing in an empty big league stadium would be much weirder than what I've seen with the idea of, like, playing in the spring training facilities. As players, we're like kind of used to playing in front of no fans when it comes to like the spring training backfields.
Okay.
Playing in a completely empty big league stadium would be a little weird just because it's kind of, there's like this eeriness about it.
Right.
I guess. But at the same time, like, baseball's baseball. If we can play, I'm good for it. You know, I'll do whatever it takes for us to get some games in.
Well, people think that the ban's going to be lifted and everybody is just going to go outside, which we're all getting stir crazy right now. But I think people are going to be a little paranoid to go to, I don't know if they're even going to have concerts this summer, but if Major League Baseball starts, are people going to show up at the baseball games? And if they do, are they going to be wearing masks? I guess it's the unknown. But as a person like you, traveling from city to city, planes, buses, hotels, ballparks, are you concerned? You want to make sure this virus is contained or under control before you start playing?
Absolutely. I would definitely be a little bit uncomfortable if, you know, we're traveling around and I'm around a lot of people and this virus is still at the same level it's at now. I don't want to have to be quarantined from wife, from family members.
Right.
For an X amount of time just because I'm playing. I would like to see things kind of be in a more normal state for us to resume baseball. But at the same time, I understand that they do want to try and get a season going, regardless. So it's kind of a weird line. I'm hoping that, you know, the doctors and scientists can continue their amazing work and, keep working on this and hopefully we can, like you said, get it contained and then we can kind of resume with normal activity.
Right. We just want some normalcy, and seeing baseball start up would give us that sense. We're talking with White Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito. You've talked in the past about your brain training to get back on track. A lot of people are sitting at home. It's easy for negative thoughts to run through their head. Give them some pointers. I mean, you talk about brain training. Help these people that are at home and that are listening right now.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, the worst thing you can do is just kind of sit there and sit on the couch all day. I'd say just kind of a couple things that I like to do in this kind of situation is some breathing. Breathing exercises, you know, maybe when you wake up, before you go to bed, close your eyes. Deep breaths, count your breaths, up to 10, down from 10. Kind of simple, but it's actually pretty useful. And then another big thing is visualization. So, like, for me, I'm trying to visualize myself out there pitching, putting myself right in that situation. So, like, looking at the schedule, we should be playing whatever team right now, right?
Right.
And I'll look at the schedule, kind of put myself home, away, night game, day game, whatever it is, and see myself performing very well, feeling good, and just trying to kind of simulate that in my brain, keep it stimulated. I think that anyone can do that, whether they're a baseball player or, any kind of job. You just kind of put yourself in that situation. You're having fun with it. You're doing a good job. I think it's a good way to kind of stay active mentally when it comes to that.
See, you visualize yourself on the mound throwing that pitch, having a great game. I visualize myself at Cork and Carry across the street drinking with Billy Guidi, the owner.
There you go.
That's the difference between you and me. Yes. So I think the most important thing, and I've said this to my family, is a schedule. You as a major league ball player, you have to have a schedule every single day. So is it very regimented, or is there some days where you just grab a tub of ice cream and sit down and just binge on Ozark on Netflix?
I actually haven't seen Ozark yet. That's on the list.
Oh, man, seasons. You got to see it. I just finished season three. It's unbelievable.
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah, it's Jason Bateman, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's so good. Laura Linney.
I got you. Yeah, okay, I got to watch that for sure. All right, so, very, especially being a starting pitcher, very routine-oriented. I'm not on, like, your typical schedule, like, during a season, because we're not in a season right now.
Right.
Kind of sitting and waiting. But, you know, I have a very strong schedule, I guess you could say. You know, Monday through Sunday, I'm doing, this on Monday, this on Tuesday, trying to monitor my throwing, my intensity with my throwing. I have tools for that. All the stuff, my weightlifting, conditioning, just staying on top of all that stuff, making sure that there is rhyme and reason to it. And hopefully we can get it going soon and start to ramp things up.
Right. You know, you're our favorite White Sox, and we love talking to you on the air, and we'd love to check in with you in 3 weeks just to kind of get an update, if that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the best.
Yeah, I'll be hanging out.
You're the best, man. Thanks for your time, and keep working out. That season's going to start one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got to stay ready. Just keep going, pick up where we left off.
And let me know what you think of Ozark once you start it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care. That is Lucas Giolito, the pitcher for the White Sox. What a great guy, man. Class act. Love him.